You know, I'm really disappointed. We heard the great kazoo thing. Nobody has taken a great kazoo image off the internet and made a meme with you and him side by side.
Nah, it'll happen. It happened a bunch the last time.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're a creative type, tweet that at Venice Mace at LA Ireland. All right. So first of all, pitching matchups. For the Dodgers Padres, and again, that's a huge series. It starts tonight. Although I don't think the Padres are any real match for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the best team in baseball, hands down. And the Padres are 10-10. So tonight, it's Ryan Weathers, who threw 3 1/3 innings against the Dodgers last week, scoreless, allowed one base hit. He is going to pitch tonight for the Padres. He's a left-hander. So we'll expect to see right-handed hitters in the lineup. Maybe somebody like Luke Rayleigh will be out there versus Walker Buehler. So a great pitching matchup there. Friday night, tomorrow night, Yu Darvish versus Clayton Kershaw. How do you beat that?
Wow. Be anxious to see what the reaction to Darvish is at Dodger Stadium.
That is a really interesting point. How do people react to Yu Darvish?
Probably boo him.
Do you think?
Probably. I pitched last year for the Cubs, but did he pitch at Dodger Stadium? I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't know. 877-710-ESPN. Do you boo Yu Darvish now? He's pitching tomorrow night. Saturday, this is the game I'm going to. Trevor Bauer, who's 2-0 with a 2.42 ERA against Mr. Six Innings Blake Snell. Kevin Cash only let him go six. And then Sunday is Joe Musgrove, who's been really, really good through a no-hitter, versus Dustin May, who's 1-1 with a 2.93. So great pitching matchups all weekend long.
Do you have the game
long.
Times in front of you there?
No, I do not.
I think it's a night game tonight, night game tomorrow. I don't know about
it's
Saturday.
It's a 6 o'clock game on Saturday.
6 o'clock. And then Sunday, it's ESPN Baseball.
Yeah, so it's a
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock game, exactly. Yeah, Saturday is a 6:10 game. Which is great. I'm interested to see what it feels like being inside a ballpark. This is kind of like the big night out for Mason and Juan. We haven't been out to places in a while. Now that we've both got both our shots, we're like, go anywhere.
They're going to go head-to-head with the Lakers twice. They're going to go head-to-head with the Lakers tonight, and then if that game on Saturday is 6 o'clock, the Lakers start at 5:30 on ABC7 on Saturday.
Well, that's so why God invented the previous channel button, John.
But you're going to be at the baseball game.
On Saturday, yeah. I won't be watching the Lakers game. But great pitching matchups all weekend long. And then Anthony Davis returns tonight for the Lakers, expected to play about 15 minutes in that game. John, what's that impact like?
Good. I mean, it'll be great to see him back out there. Hasn't played since Valentine's Day. I would imagine he'll play about 4 minutes a quarter, maybe a little more depending on the game, because these are games that the Lakers kind of need. I'll be anxious to see how he looks out there. Hey, is Michael still there?
Yep.
How would you stagger those minutes? If he only plays 15 or 16 minutes, do you want him out there for the beginning of the fourth or the end of the fourth?
First, the first 4 minutes, last 4 minutes of the second half of the first half, first 4 minutes of the third, and the last 4 minutes of the game.
Okay, so first and
four.
Third quarter, you play the first four. Second and fourth, you play the last four.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the game is close, he'll be
in
there.
Yeah, that's a good way to use it.
I just want to see how it's going to look with him. And Andre Drummond on the AD squared out there, because that gives Andre more room to operate in the paint now.
Yeah, that's some serious rim protection we've got down there.
Yeah,
they're not going to eat us up in the paint anymore.
Michael, is there a player other than Luka Doncic who we're going to see in these next two games under the age of 25 that you would take if you were starting a team, or is Luka the clear number one?
You mean like the rest of the teams coming up?
No, okay, so let's say we're starting a team,
yeah,
and there's an expansion draft, and we have to take someone under the age of 25. And the goal for this is we're trying to win a title, not try and get fans. Because if you're trying to get fans, I'd take Zion.
Yeah,
Zion is he's box office.
But I think under the age of 25, if I wanted to win, the first pick is Luka. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'll take Luka because looks like his style is going to translate to a long career, because he plays below the rim. He plays in slow motion. So you can get hurt, but he looks like he's going to be less susceptible to injury because of his style.
Yeah, I think it's Doncic. You know, that shot he made last week, that sort of push shot
the
he made.
Through the shot, put shot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was just crazy. He's a magician out there, and I think it's going to be great for a really long time. I'm actually barring injuries, that guy's going to be a Hall of Famer. Zion Williamson, the health is my only concern with him. And and when you get beyond there, you know, you've got Jason Tatum, you've got Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. Who else is in there?
Donovan Mitchell. Let's see. You got LaMelo. LaMelo's going to be one of those guys in the conversation.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam, yes. A whole bunch of them, man. This league is in good shape with all these young studs they got in the league.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, great young stars. Mm-hmm. Great young stars in the NBA right now. So we had a question. It's Jack Nicholson's birthday. 84 years old today, Michael.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And the question is, who is the greatest living actor? Now, we're going to say greatest living actress is Meryl Streep, just mm-hmm. because she's been nominated for more acting Oscars than anybody in history. But if I say greatest living actor, is it Nicholson or is it somebody else?
It's so many good ones to choose out there, and it's so subjective. A lot of people can have, but for me, the two best, for me, I got two guys, Denzel and Sidney Poitier.
Oh, both
Sidney,
good answers.
Poitier.
And Denzel.
You know, we left one out before, Mike, or a couple of them, Mace. I think that you got to put Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman in the conversation.
Tom Hanks is in there. You guys mentioned Tom Hanks
is in there. Absolutely. Daniel Day-Lewis is in there. I'm just looking at a list. Somebody says Keanu Reeves. I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
he's not a great actor.
Not so much.
Somebody says Stephen J. Mashonsky III. Now, that person knows what they're doing.
That's right. Yeah. You'd be
that
good.
Person, somebody says James Harden. Yeah, he does. He is a good actor. He is a very good actor.
He is. All the floppers in the NBA, all a bunch of good actors.
He makes that work for him.
And I don't know how you could top my two.
Neymar.
Yeah, all soccer players.
Yeah. Neymar, yeah.
Denzel and Sidney Poitier. Now, Sidney's old, so a lot of people, like Lindsay and George, won't remember him, but boy, he was great.
All right, little known fact about Sidney Poitier.
Things you didn't expect to hear on the show today.
Yeah.
Little known fact about Sidney Poitier.
Was the original choice of Aaron Sorkin to play President Bartlett on The West Wing.
Get out of here. Is that right?
Yeah, they couldn't get him. They tried to talk him into it. He wouldn't do it. And then they went to Martin Sheen. Now that it's, you know, can you imagine anybody but Martin Sheen playing President Bartlett?
Oh, I mean, Martin Sheen, yeah. I mean, I see him. I think he's the president.
Right.
He's like, every time I see him.
But then again, how could you put anybody above Denzel? I mean, that guy is so versatile.
Well,
yeah, Denzel's been great.
So is Nicholson. And I mean, Nicholson can play anything from a news anchor to an astronaut to a mental patient to a psycho in The Shining.
Really? In his prime, he never did.
Michael. Jack Nicholson has played in his most famous role, mm-hmm. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, he was a mental patient.
Right.
In Mason's favorite movie, he was a detective in Chinatown.
But hasn't Denzel been more versatile in his roles?
No, I would argue that Nicholson has been as versatile of a character actor as anybody.
Yeah, I would argue Nicholson over Denzel. A lot of people here are saying Denzel.
Yeah.
A lot of people, by the way, are saying Leo DiCaprio.
He's a good one.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. But he's more of a movie star than an actor, I think. More of a movie star. Like, you brought up Redford earlier. I think Redford's more of a movie star than an actor. He's never won an acting Oscar. But Nicholson's career, I just think, is unparalleled. And the guy that's I think in the ballpark is Daniel Day-Lewis.
So Michael, greatest living baseball player is
Willie Mays.
That's a question? Yeah, Willie Mays.
You got to think about that.
I just came across a picture of my dad with Willie Mays. He went to a signing event and got his picture taken with Willie Mays a couple years before he died.
You know, they say that if Willie didn't play in Candlestick Park, he might have had like 100 more home runs.
Because of the wind?
Yeah, because of the wind and everything.
Yeah, Willie Mays, greatest living baseball player. Are you on with that?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, greatest living basketball player, it's going to depend on your age.
Well, it's either Jordan or Kareem. Or Russell.
Bill Russell.
Or Russell.
One of those three guys. But most people would say Jordan, of course.
Yeah, most people. Well, no. Yeah, greatest living, yeah.
Some people would say LeBron. You know,
Some people might.
LeBron, I think, is the... To my eye and the players I've seen, and keep in mind, I never saw Bill Russell play. Mm-hmm. I never saw a lot of the old school stuff, Elgin Baylor, and you know, I know there's stuff on YouTube.
Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
I'm not doing a Mount Rushmore.
Greatest living football player, is it Tom Brady?
No.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. So for me. Now, some people would say Brady. But for me, it's Jim Brown.
Yeah, Brady. The first name that popped into my mind was Jim Brown.
Yeah, of course, Lindsay would say that too.
Yeah, Lindsay, you're on that, right?
Miss Cleveland, Richie.
Yeah. I agree.
Did we lose your attention, Lindsay?
Yeah. What are you doing? Taking Grant to the fridge?
No, I went to press unmute and it didn't press.
Okay.
So here's a – should I tell that Jim Brown story?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead. What the hell?
All right. So we at another station we worked at, there used to be a Sunday night show with Jim Brown. And the show was called The Jim Brown Show. And our friend, Rick Schwartz, was the co-host and kind of handled the ins and the outs. Hey, everybody, welcome to The Jim Brown Show. I'm here with Jim Brown.
And Rick did most of the heavy lifting.
Most of the talking. And, you know, people would call in. And Jim wasn't necessarily plugged into current football, so Rick would kind of help him. And somebody called in and asked a question that was right in Jim Brown's wheelhouse. Like, who is the most fearsome tackler you ever faced? And they go to the phones, and Rick Schwartz picks up this call and hears it and says, Jim, why don't you take this one? And Jim said, I would hope so. It is my show. It's like, oh, God. Just threw Rick completely under the bus.
That's right. I like that.
Yeah. He had some spirit to
well,
him.
You say that Jim all the Brown. Time right, about you in Ireland, right? Mexico, it's your show.
It is my show.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm the smartest person on the show, Michael.
Well, we'll find out today
yeah,
on
today
Game
we're
of
gonna
Games.
Get some answers to that.
We'll Why? See. What's the story with Game of Games?
Today,
Mason, seriously, you've forgotten he told you
Come
two
on,
days
man.
Ago.
It's a history lesson.
Can I just point out that a lot of times I do that because people might not have heard the conversation we had last week, so I want to reset it up.
Mm-hmm. Game of Games today will feature Lindsay and Jorge going against each other, and you two guys will act as their lifelines, and they can
that's
pick.
Right. That's
and
right.
whoever ends up with the most... you know, answers correctly win. So there was just historical questions that they should know about. Big events that happen in the world. We'll find out how much Lindsay and George really knows. And you guys, if they don't know, you guys are allowed to give them, if they call on you, you can give them one clue.
Yep.
That, that's
so
it.
We can't give them the answer.
We've
got to give them a clue.
Clue okay. towards the, what
Interesting.
The answer should be.
Interesting. Okay, so that's coming up, Game of Games, which is 30 minutes from right now. Make sure you're here for that. Coming up next, I want to bring up something about sleeping.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
John, you have a lot of trouble sleeping.
Yes, to say the least.
And as it turns out, you're not alone. I've got that coming up for you. Plus, an update on Cody Bellinger and his injury. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Right, so updating the Cody Bellinger injury, and I want to make sure to do the credits here. David Vesse, our friend, reports Cody Bellinger says inflammation caused his first MRI not to show the microfracture in his lower left leg. He felt sharp pain a couple days later, and that's when a CT scan revealed the fracture. Blake Harris then tweets, Cody Bellinger said once his bone heals, he'll be ready to go. Doesn't know when that will be, though. He'll be taking batting practice in the cages on the field today. So it sounds like he's making some progress back from the fracture in his lower leg. Which, man, can you imagine the Dodgers at full strength? Look what they're doing without him. Can you imagine adding
right.
him back?
Yeah, the 14-4 without him and without Bet.
Insane. Now, John, you're a terrible sleeper.
Terrible.
It's been well established on the show. You do not sleep. Michael, what is your sleep pattern like? Michael walked away. Jorge, what is your sleep pattern like?
Tough with a 2-year-old. It's tough.
Yeah? Yeah? How much sleep do you get a night?
About 4 to 5 hours if I'm lucky.
Oh, that's so not yeah. enough. Lindsay, what about you? You go to bed early.
I go to bed early. I go to bed at like 9, 9:30, and I wake up at like 6, 7.
That's a good night's sleep right there.
So an
organization called Life Aid has done a survey. 2,000 respondents. Study reveals that only 1 in 10, actually 8%, feel fully rested after sleeping. Americans get 5 hours of sleep every night. More than 6 in 10 say 61% cannot remember the last time they felt truly well rested. And just 1 in 5 says they can never get enough sleep. John, you're in that category, right? You can never get enough sleep.
No. I mean, like, if I sleep more than 5 hours, it's a big deal.
And you know, not getting enough sleep leads to a shorter life expectancy.
Yes. I'm going any day now.
No.
See, I love sleep. I think sleep is so underrated. I sleep a good 11 hours a night, and I absolutely love it. In many ways, it's my favorite time of day.
Well, one thing that'll be interesting is I don't know if Michael and I are ever going back out on the road again. But that,
right.
That used to be where I could catch up on sleep. Like,
yes.
My body was beat up. If we were in, like, the third city in 4 nights, I would just say, all right, don't put anything on the schedule, just sleep. And sometimes my body would let me sleep 6 or 7 hours, but those days are over now because I'm not on the road anymore.
Email from Mike Smesko. If I'm playing golf bad, I smoke some green. It helps me relax. Just a mild buzz, though. Have a great day. Thank you, Michael.
You know, it's funny. Most of the guys I play golf with are weed guys.
Are they really?
Yeah, almost all of them.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of any who aren't.
Seriously? What about while they're playing?
That's what I'm talking about.
You mean they play with a buzz?
And the amazing thing is, some of these guys like will start with the vape pen on like the first hole and keep it going. Right? And then they just, when the round's over, they just hop in their car and drive home.
Oh, like, see, that's not cool. That part's not cool.
I wouldn't be able to walk.
Yeah, no, the part where you drive your car after using is not so not cool. You should try to take their keys, John.
No, but a lot of times...
Just say, hey, man, give me your keys.
But
you can't drive.
My point is they function somewhat normally. Like, you don't see them... And by the way, you know some of these guys. They're like, I'd say, hey, you know he was stoned, and you would go, no way. Yeah, the whole day.
Wow. Well, here's John. I am sitting right now at my desk, in my studio, mm-hmm. which is in my living room, with a Titleist AVX box of golf balls.
Okay.
Now that's good. Those are good balls, right?
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. So I need the rest of the pieces to be able to execute my practice and getting ready for the big showdown between you and me, where I get 53 strokes.
Yep.
53 strokes. So I've yet to do anything because I don't have clubs. All I have is these balls. I don't have a putter. I can't, like, putt
I
in the house.
I went and hit balls yesterday at a place somewhere fairly close to you.
Morales says he's found a place where I can learn and take lessons and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm not showing up and being a hack. I'm going to show up be credible.
Yeah, you're going to be a hack.
I'm breaking 100.
Really?
I'm going to break 100.
Okay.
That's how hard I'm going to work.
When I went to hit balls yesterday, I saw J.B. Long. He was there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
J.B.'s a golfer?
Yeah.
See, I want to be part of the cool... I want to go out and golf with people.
Well, I
That's
mean...
That's like cool. I want to go out to your club and golf. Just, with all the famous stone people.
My friend... I have a friend who works at Titleist.
He
just texted me. I'm in on Team Mason. Let me know what he needs to beat you.
Nice!
That's not very nice.
Give you my address. D. Herrera writes, I'm a big Dodgers fan, but you're wrong about Jansen. Every time he warms up, the opposing teams get excited and say, we have a chance. Lakers in 5 get John to admit that he's a Dodgers Dodgers catcher Will Smith's dad and get Jorge a present for Professional Administrator Day.
When is Professional Administrator Day?
Yeah, when is that? Today's Earth Day. Let's give it up for Earth.
Yay.
Only planet we got. Woo, woo.
Come on, guys. No, only me and Mace.
Come on, John. Give it up for Earth. Woo, woo. John, you don't have a woo, woo in you for Earth?
For Earth, no.
Come on.
No. But by the way,
where Mace, else do we got?
If you cared about Earth, you'd get an electric car.
Well, that's going to happen.
Right? When?
Whenever John Patterson gives me one. All my cars are from OC Mazda. When John Patterson gives me one, that's what I'll drive.
Okay.
Right now I'm driving the Mazda 5, kicking ass in that sucker. So I decided we're up against a break. I decided last night I'm going to invent a new phrase that I'm going to use in a whole bunch of circumstances.
What's the phrase?
I will tell you next. In the meantime, don't forget if
you
are...
By the way, Mookie Betts in the Dodger lineup tonight.
He is in. Okay, good,
yeah,
good.
Leading off.
For show.
Leading off, playing right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So I want to make sure you guys know you can reach the show in a whole bunch of ways. You can tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A Ireland. You can IG me at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. You can obviously call 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. And you can email the show at venicemace@gmail.com. So an expression I came across last night while I was feeling good, John. I decided I'm going to turn this into an expression. And you'll have to hear it in action to really understand it, okay?
Right.
It's, that's life, man. That's life, man. So, like, for example, I found a tooth in my breakfast sandwich. That's life, man. Do you think I can make that into an expression, a catchphrase?
No.
That's life, man? It's going to work. I'm going to start using it, and you will find out that it works. I used it in a bunch of different ways last night. It absolutely works.
Okay. Here's the problem with this plan of yours.
Yeah.
Once again, you're showing your age.
Why?
Because That's Life is a huge hit song by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, but I mean, That's Life. Sure.
Now, this song came out in like 1940.
But I did
you're
not
gonna
get it.
You're going to bring back That's Life?
I did this not. Might...
It's timeless, that makes it Ireland. Goes on forever.
Yeah.
It's an iconic
song. I'm bringing it back. Everything old is new again, John. That's life, man.
Besides, isn't Sinatra kind of overrated?
What?
As a singer.
What?
Wait a minute. Did
what
you say Sinatra was underrated?
Overrated. Michael. Me and LZ agree with that.
What? You and LZ are out of your minds.
He's no Nat King Cole or Johnny Mathis.
No, he was bigger than both of them.
I'm not saying he was a bigger star, but he's not a better singer.
What are you talking about? They all sang in the same era.
Yeah, but I think
they were all friends.
But they were better
Sinatra
singers
blew
than
them all away.
See, the thing about Sinatra, so there, if you follow the great lineage of vocalists, mm-hmm. you start. Bing Crosby was the first big one, and Sinatra was the one that followed him. He was the voice of his generation.
The thing about Sinatra
is his phrasing. He phrased his music like nobody else could.
I don't get it. I mean, his voice isn't that iconic.
His voice is iconic. What are you talking about?
I mean, he's
about?
A big star.
Where
I understand that. He's a big movie star singer, but...
Who has a better voice? His nickname was literally The Voice.
The Voice.
Nat King Cole.
Oh, please.
Oh, you think he's better than Nat King Cole?
I know he's better than
Nat King
Cole.
Frank Sinatra could sing circles around Nat King Cole.
No, way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank Sinatra was the biggest star of the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s.
Oh, I know that. I'm not saying that doesn't make him a better singer.
Who's the greatest voice right now?
Right now?
I've got a correct answer.
I do, too.
Who is it?
It's Adele.
I'm talking about Mando.
Who are you going to say, Mace?
John Legend.
No, it's Adele.
Oh, there's Nat King Cole. There he is.
Yeah, we're that's a voice,
combing
baby.
Through the archives here. We found Nat King Cole. I think
Nat King Cole is way better than Sinatra.
Thank you.
Oh,
jeez,
Ireland.
Stop, please.
You just like Sinatra because of his movies.
Well, he was only in like three.
And being a Rat Pack member. Come on.
He won an Academy Award for...
From Here to Eternity.
From Here to Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And the mob got him that job.
Well, there's a lot of talk that the Godfather scene with the horse's head is loosely based on what happened with Sinatra.
Yeah.
Right.
Did anybody have more respect for him than Don Rickles? Rickles was scared
of
him.
Okay, so here's a great Sinatra Rickles thing. So the reason Sinatra respected Rickles was because Rickles was completely unimpressed with him. Mm-hmm. And everybody else was like kissing his feet. So one day, you know, all those guys used to have shows in Vegas. And one day, Sinatra's eating dinner with a bunch of his boys over in the corner. And Rickles walks in with his new girlfriend and her parents. Mm. And they all sit down to dinner. And Rickles goes, excuse me a second. And he walks over to Sinatra. He goes, Frank, I'm trying to impress this girl. She's in town with her parents. It would mean the world to me if you would just stop by the table and say hello. And he goes, okay, Don, I'll come by when we're done. So Sinatra finishes dinner, and he walks over to Rickles' table, and he goes, folks, I don't mean to interrupt, but Don, I just wanted to say hello. He goes, Frank, what are you doing? I'm having dinner with my family. Get lost. Really?
That's a great story.
He just didn't care.
He did it like
somebody's pointing out Richard Krasick, Sinatra never wrote a song. Yeah, but we're talking about his voice. We're not talking about his songwriter
voice.
Skills.
Nat King Cole's voice was like velvet.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you all, man?
I don't get it, Michael. And John Legend today for me is that guy. Mm-hmm. Nobody's got a voice like John Legend. I haven't heard from Adele since she slimmed down. So I don't know if her voice is going to be the same.
I think she's like you. I think she's going back up.
But didn't you wonder that?
What?
If her voice would change?
Wait, wasn't she on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, she was great.
Didn't she do SNL?
She didn't sing.
Yes, she did. This is Legend.
There's John Legend. Wait a minute. Adele sang on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
How did I miss that? I always watch Saturday Night Live.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just wonder. Sometimes you wonder.
She's better than Mariah?
Yeah. I saw Mariah in concert. She's got nothing left in the tank. She's got
Here's
nothing
Adele.
Left. There's Adele. It's a great voice. Yep. That's her big song, Michael.
She's better than Celine?
Yes.
Yes. Celine is... There's a cheesiness to Celine.
Mm-hmm.
Although she does sing those big... She hits her chest, everything, and her heart will go on.
Yeah.
And, you know, she hits her chest when she does it.
You're a good singer, Mace. What do you patting your style up for, though? Maybe Harry Connick Jr.?
You know, Harry Connick Jr. is actually a good... comparison. He's a good comp.
Yeah, you remind me of him when you sing the anthem.
Oh, please.
Me and Harry Connick Jr.,
Oh, by the way, Michael, did you vote for Dave Joseph? He's having a contest to become the play-by-play or the PA announcer for the Tennessee Titans.
All right.
He's a finalist, and you got to vote for him in an online poll. Somebody pointed out yesterday when I forwarded all the information on the poll that Dave Joseph still says the best date he ever went on in his life was with you.
That's right. Oh, that was awesome. I almost fell in love with him that night. I was so inspired by the Rolling Stones.
So wait, Jorge says he's got some audio. Hold on.
At quarterback, number 17, Ryan Tannehill. And at running back, your two-time NFL rushing champion, number 22, Derrick Henry.
What do you think, Michael? Wouldn't he be good?
Oh, yeah, he's good, man. He's a natural at that.
He's got a little Sam Lagana to him.
And he's got a little WWE in him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely fits the bill. They got to hire Dave. Yeah,
All right, so if you go to my Twitter account, Twitter at LA Ireland, you can get the details on that. And by the way, Mace, we put Ramona way over the top on that Tiffany Haddish thing.
She won that thing going away.
No,
right?
Well, it's still going on for a couple more days, but until we got involved, she was getting trounced.
Yeah.
And then you and I got into it, and now she's way ahead.
Yeah. Hey, interesting question. Devin Patton's got, you guys may know, Dwayne Wade has become part owner of the Jazz, but he also works for the NBA and TNT.
Right.
How can Wade comment on players, teams, etc., but John can't speak about specific players and situations
because,
in the league?
Because Dwayne Wade's a Hall of Fame player and I'm not.
No, wait a minute. Remember, so was Magic.
But they got Magic. Yeah. They got Magic for tampering.
That's right.
Yeah. Why when
Shaq.
Dwayne Wade says nice things about a particular player, doesn't that get viewed as an owner tampering with
He's
players?
Only been an owner for, what, a week?
Doesn't matter. But the NBA overreacted with the Magic thing. That was ridiculous. Shaq's a part owner, too. He's commenting on players.
Yes.
So is Grant Hill. He's on TV all the time commenting on players. Grant Hill, part owner of the Hawks.
So what's the difference?
There's no difference.
There is probably no difference.
The NBA just overreacted.
That if it would be very easy to replace me, it would not be easy to replace Dwayne Wade.
Well, maybe
so would I want to die on that hill?
Maybe because they thought Magic was an active member of a front office, where Dwayne and Shaq are like
part owners, minority owners.
But Wade is being promoted as somebody that's going to have a day to day role,
a consultant like.
Yeah, but he says he's going to be active in roster composition and all that stuff.
Hey, Pun writes, I've been listening for years, big fan. Oh, this is Alfonso. I don't know if it's age, but lately John Ireland gets stuck, stutters with his words so much. Is he drunk lately?
What I do?
That's John Ireland when he's leaving my party.
What I do? Hopefully Lisa's driving.
Now, Michael.
No, Uber.
Uber, okay.
Michael, now that we've gotten through, for the most part, and we're seeing the end of the tunnel and everybody's getting their shots and all that stuff.
Getting mine next Monday.
I want you, the number two?
Yeah.
Good for you.
We got a game that day, too, so I hope I have some kind of reaction.
I know. I'm in the same boat, man. I Lindsay, you got to have somebody on standby for next Tuesday and Wednesday because I go in the tank.
You'll be fine.
I had no reaction.
Yeah.
Except my arm was sore, but that's the only reaction I got.
Lisa, my wife, was down for the count for 24 hours.
What, you have
my
headaches?
Mom had nothing, but
no, had
my not-stepdad Leo was down for a day. So it's sketchy. But, Michael, after all this is over and we get to the end of the summer and we get to the glorious holiday known as Labor Day, Mason is throwing an enormous Labor Day, thank God all this stuff is over, party. And it would not be complete. I know a lot of people are going to come, a lot of people can say, but it will not be complete unless you leave your ivory tower, get into the back of your car, and then I'm sure you have somebody driving you, right?
No, I like to drive myself.
You drive yourself. Yeah. You drive yourself in your fancy sports car to my house, and you participate in my Labor Day party. What are the odds of that? It's all the Camus you can drink.
Really?
I will fully stock the house with Camus if it means you will come.
Okay, what are you having to eat?
I think we're just drinking, man.
Just drinking? Food?
No food.
Last time everybody tried
pizza.
Oh, pizza?
Yeah, we'll have champagne and nuts.
Yeah. Well, what kind of champagne? Is it going to be Veuve?
I thought it was going to be like...
it's going to be whatever is on sale.
You got to have Veuve, man.
Whatever you want. You name the type
Veuve
of champagne.
The one with the orange label.
Okay. I'll get it.
And what time's the party?
We're going to start about 5, and we're going to finish about 5 the next morning.
How many people are going to be there? I hate crowds.
Well, it's going to be crowded. It's going to be crowded. A lot of people are going to want to get out of the house.
I mean, it's a lot of small talk, you know?
Yeah, a lot of small talk. As Max Kellerman said one time, I don't do small talk. I do medium talk.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we got a break, so we have time for Michael's
Game of Games
extravaganza.
That's right.
Michael Thompson is going to put us to the test.
Yep.
Coming up next,
Lindsay
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And Game of Games, sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. It is Michael Thompson's game today. He is putting everybody to the test. Michael, explain.
Game of Games today. Lindsay and George are going to be the participants. You and Ireland will act as the lifelines when called upon.
Vamos.
And whoever gets the most correctly, whether you're helping them with a clue or not, you guys will also win along with that player.
Who would pick Mason over me?
Well, Mason knows his stuff, too.
Mason's the smartest guy on the show.
Lindsay, we'll start with you. Tell us in what month and what year did the first moon landing occur? And if you don't know, you can call on either Ireland or Mason for a clue. What month and what year did they land on the moon?
I'm going to need a clue. I'm going to call on Ireland.
Oh. Okay, Lindsay. There's a Bryan Adams song called Summer of Blank.
Okay, so the year is 1969, and I'm going to guess that it was June.
I think that.
Why? July?
Yeah. Yes, July of 69. Very good, Lindsay.
I knew it was in the summer.
That's right. Jorge,
woo-hoo.
Who assassinated John F. Kennedy?
I know that one.
You can get a lifeline if you don't know. Get a clue.
Okay, let's go with Ireland.
Oh, come on, guys.
All right. It's we're
it's
looking
tough
for,
to give a clue, though.
Okay, so, George, we're looking for three names.
You can
give
me initials.
All right.
You can give me initials.
Okay, initials are L-H-O. The first one, the real name of Hacksaw Hamilton. The middle one...
Oh, I got it.
Weinstein.
Who is it?
Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Very good.
Nice, Jorge. Good
Lindsay,
job.
Who is the all-time leading scorer in the NBA?
That would be, isn't it, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Very good. You guys are good.
Needed no help.
Okay. Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowl rings. 2 other quarterbacks have 4 Super Bowl rings. Who are they, George?
Okay, this time let's go with Ireland again.
Okay.
God, are you kidding me?
Hey, all Mason right. knows stuff.
Jorge, 1 is a Pittsburgh Steeler, and he works at Fox. The other one was nicknamed Joe Cool, and he played for the Niners.
See, I could have given you these.
Okay, so Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I know all this stuff, you
Please.
People.
What high school, Lindsay, did Kobe Bryant attend?
I know I'm going to need help with this one. So this time I'll just ask if I can get a lifeline from Ireland.
Ireland?
Yeah, good. I don't know that one. Oh, no, I know I do.
Here's your hint. Okay, the first word's 2 words. The first word is not upper, but.
Okay.
And the second hint is in Robin Hood, the woman in Robin Hood was made blank, and the second name starts with an M.
Okay, so it's Upper Marion.
No, upper, but.
I mean lower Marion.
Very good. That's right. Very good clues, okay. Island. Jorge.
I'm really smart here. I'm just sitting here on the sidelines.
You just told her not to pick you.
Well, on that one.
Jorge, who was the president in 1986?
Was it Ronald Reagan?
Very good. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lindsay. What was the name of the space shuttle that blew up in 1986?
Mason.
That one was Apollo.
Nope. Lifeline.
I'll give you the lifeline, yeah.
Use your lifeline. Who is it?
Mason.
Ireland.
Okay.
This is just game is stupid. This game was invented to make you look bad.
It's one word, Lindsay, we're looking for. And
I know what it is.
Starts with a C, and
it's
a car made by Dodge.
Challenger.
She got it.
Challenger. That's what.
Why did you even need a lifeline if you knew it?
Jorge.
I didn't. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah. You know, what is the name of the telescope in space?
Oh, Mason.
Gosh. The Hubble.
Very good, Jorge.
Good. Lindsay.
By the way, Michael.
Who gave the Gettysburg Address?
Mason.
Abraham Lincoln.
Very good.
Okay, got it. That was an easy one.
Jorge, what college did Kyle Kuzma attend?
Mason. Utah.
Very good.
Okay. High five.
Lindsay, who is the Lakers' all-time leading scorer?
Well.
The Lakers. That's the key word.
Just the Lakers. Okay. Austin. I'm going to need a lifeline, and I know John knows this.
For John. I don't know this for sure.
You do too. You guys all know this. Okay. He scored 60 points in his final game as a Laker.
Oh,
very
really?
Good. Jorge, what college did Shaq attend?
LSU.
Very good.
Nice.
Lindsay, name Lonzo's 2 brothers.
LaMelo.
Yeah.
And LiAngelo.
Very good.
Nice.
Jorge, who were the first 2 men on the moon?
Neil Armstrong is one.
Yep.
Yeah.
And is it Buzz?
Very good.
Yeah. Yep.
Buzz works.
Lindsay.
Yeah, Buzz works. He's just Buzz.
It's okay, Michael. No. It's 7-7, so now we're venturing sudden death.
There you go.
If one of them gets it and the other one doesn't, that person wins, but they each get a chance.
And
go.
I would definitely use me as your lifeline.
Lindsay, Cher's husband, Sonny Bono. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
How did he die?
Mason.
He died in a skiing accident.
Very
good.
Yeah.
Okay, now, George, you got to get this to stay alive.
Jorge.
Yeah.
What was... Nah, that's too hard. No, I'll give you this one. Ireland could help you or Mason. What was Kramer's first name on Seinfeld?
Mason.
Ireland.
Mason.
Okay. So Jorge, if you look into the stars, some people like Carl Sagan would say you're looking into the, it starts with a C, and it's also the beginning of a drink that girls like on Sex and the City. Did that give you enough of a hint?
No, man.
That's a big hint. That
starts
with
a C. They always used to drink these on Sex and the City. But think of Carl Sagan. He would look into the sky.
Is it Cosmo?
Very good.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, 8-8.
So, are we? So what is it, tied?
Yeah, it's tied. So just give two hard ones.
Yeah, and we've only got 30 seconds left on the show.
In what city did Timothy McVeigh carry out his terrorist attack?
Oh, jeez. You're going to end with
Oklahoma City.
That's right. Very good. On August 8th, Jorge, 2014, an airplane with 300 passengers disappeared and was never been found. What airline was it?
Malaysia Airlines.
Boy, you guys are good at this.
Yeah. All right, we may have to call this a tie.
I think we may have to call it a tie.
Ron didn't even need Mace's help.
Yeah, no, nobody chose my help.
Oh.
Or we can continue it next week.
All right, we're back tomorrow.
Okay, we'll continue it next week.
12:55 sharp. We'll do Lakers, obviously Dodgers, Padres. I'm going to hang out with Sedano, LZ, and Cap coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.